being overseas, I've seen guys, just, you know, not saying it's fall off, it's just that we just lost touch. Mm-hmm. You know, growing apart, you could say. But when I'm over there, man, even when I'm home, I really try to improve myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of time to myself, as in freedom, after practice and everything. So I read. I read books. I read the Bible. Because really, you got to be mentally strong for a lot of stuff that you have to endure over there, man.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we have a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, so today we have a former teammate of mine, mm-hmm. a national champion,
yeah.
8-year pro. What else? So now let's go ahead and welcome Tony Bishop to the show. Welcome to Speak Your Success Podcast, man.
What's up, man? Hey, feel good to be here, man. I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? You've been grinding. And I'm just glad to be here with you in this podcast.
Yeah, man. I definitely appreciate you coming on. And I mean, a lot of times I talk about, like, Rich and I talk about our basketball times. Mm-hmm. And a few people, when I've done some engagements, they've asked me, like, why you didn't get to play more? And I said, there's this dude, Tony Bishop. He was taking out a plane.
Man, we used to get it, man. We used to grind it out, bro.
Man, yeah. So for those people who don't know, because I'll just give you all a little insight. So we have history. Mm-hmm. We've hooped together for mm-hmm. years. We stayed connected.
Yes, sir.
But for those people who don't know who you are, just give people a snapshot of who Tony Bishop is.
Okay. Well, I'm Tony Bishop. I grew up here in Garland, Texas, East Garland to be exact. I went to Rowlett High School. I went to Richland, which is where I met John. After that, I went to Texas State University, and now I'm 8-year pro.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. So, I want you just to talk about, like, a little bit, because I think a lot of people see, you know, Instagram stuff. Mm-hmm. People see the Twitter stuff, because I think mm-hmm. now overseas is bigger than it's ever been, or at least it looks that way with mm-hmm. social media. Yeah. Man, how difficult is it for somebody to make it overseas, man?
Well, it's extremely difficult, bro. Like, a lot of people think it's really easy, you know, but it's not. You know, it's extremely hard, you know, because first of all, there's like only a certain amount of guys who's trying to go to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's everybody plays college basketball. And then the fact that everybody wants to play pro now, you know what I'm saying? So it's everybody trying to get into one market. Or multiple markets, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, Romania, Spain, yeah. Italy, you know what I'm saying? There's like 10 teams mm-hmm. and only a few spots available for imports. So it's hard. You know, I know guys who are really good who haven't got that chance to play pro. You know what I'm saying? I was just fortunate enough to get the opportunity, you know? For example, my senior year after our senior season was over with, My agent, he ended up passing away. He had a heart attack. Yes, man, it was crazy.
What?
Yes, Courtside Agency. It was really big in the European market.
Okay.
So, I found out he died, and that what was the next step. I did not know what to do after that. Like, it's about to be August, and I'm without an agent.
And then August is around the time where it's really busy. It's like yes, signing sir. Season.
Exactly. So this is my first year. Ooh. Going into my first year of pro.
Wow.
And he passed away. So in my head, I'm like, what am I about to do? Because I had a baby on the way, you know, just finished school. I'm like, what am I about to do? So I got on the phone, a few agents that I knew, I talked to them. And I was lucky enough to have my guy, Ryan White, who was playing in Denmark, who signed to Denmark, tell him about me. Yes. And people don't know this, but if you're not a high major guy, you're going to take some low money coming out. And for my first year, I took $1,300, I think, for 7-8 months.
Wow.
$1,300, bro.
So what made you decide to accept that? Because, I mean, okay, so for those of y'all who don't know, so in high school, Slint, you probably average like a double-double in high school mm-hmm. easy. Because, I mean, because everybody can't see this brother's length, but Slim is long, okay.
18 and 14 to be exact.
Yeah, okay, see. See, you average that. And then in junior college, you mm-hmm. was player of the year. Mm-hmm. And then you went to Texas State the first year. I don't know, how well did you do the first year at Texas State?
My first year, my minutes were limited.
Okay.
Because I was behind on some veteran guys or upperclassmen. Mm-hmm. But I played solid, maybe 7 points a game or something like that, but yeah, very limited minutes.
Yeah, but then I saw what happened after that. Then uh-huh. I saw you was working. I was like, oh, is that a double-double? I seen them stats too. So, I mean, you weren't, like, your numbers weren't bad. Mm-hmm. You didn't have bad numbers, but like you're saying, like, if people don't know to look for you, mm-hmm. then.
Yes, well, my senior year, I was getting looked at by a lot of agents.
Okay.
You know, a lot of agencies were contacting me at Texas State. I thought I was going to be on the draft board and everything because at the beginning of the year, I was averaging 17 and 11. Mm. So I was playing extremely well.
Okay.
And then I had some bumps in the road, and my stats dropped, and then I finished the season 14-8. And we were winning the whole year in the conference.
Okay.
We went undefeated at home.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, man. We was rocking it. We was rocking it down there at Texas State, man. Then, you know, after that, it was just uphill after that, you know. Just grinding it out.
Dang. But – okay, so go back to where you talking about overseas. You talking about overseas ball. You said you accepted like that $1,300 contract. Like, what made you to accept that, the love of basketball?
Yeah.
Or what was it?
Because I knew I could be playing professionally, bro. Mm. Really, at the end of the day, because I was playing very well against a lot of highly recruited guys, a lot of high profile guys in college. And I just had that passion for the game, man, and I didn't want to be – well, I didn't want anybody to tell me no. Mm-hmm. You know, I just had that drive to better myself as a player.
Yeah.
You know, and then I knew if I would have sat out a year, I wasn't going to be playing pro ball after that. I would have to take another job somewhere else. So I know if I take this job now, even though it's low money, that it will be better for me in the future.
Mm. Yeah, and, I mean, I can even speak to your work ethic, which – I believe that shows why you've been successful throughout your career and why you've even been going for the amount of time you've been going. Because towards the end of our time at Richland College, which is a junior college, for those of you who might not know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Great Richland College.
Thunder Ducks.
Yeah, yeah, act like you know. Put some respect on it.
You know what I'm saying?
But towards the end of that time, while we were in season, there's a lot of stuff that other guys were doing on our team because we were rolling, mm-hmm. and it seemed like things were easy, but then guys would be still going to the club. I was one.
Yeah, hey, you too. We both were.
Yeah, no, but towards the end, when it started getting really serious, then you started saying, well, I'm gonna stay back.
Okay.
Then you started getting in the gym more.
Yes, well, I don't know if you remember, before our, well, I'll say – freshman year for me, it might be your freshman year as well when you first.
Okay.
Okay. I used to go to the gym at 6 a.m. Before we even had our early morning practices. I don't know if you remember that.
Wow, I didn't.
Whenever it was me, Buzo, C, and Pee Wee staying in the same apartment.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes, I used to go early in the morning, man, 6 a.m., and just grind it out, man. I'm talking about like ball handling, shooting, whatever. And then it carried over into a second year, a sophomore year.
Mm.
You know, at Richland is really, really where I found out who I am as a player. Mm. Because John Feldman, for one, our head coach.
Yeah, shout out Coach Feldman.
Shout out Coach. He pushed us to our limits, did he not?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He really showed you, he really wanted you to see what type of player you are going to be mm-hmm. and if you had some heart for this game.
That's true.
Because he used to run us crazy. I'm talking about soccer field in this Texas heat, like 100 and something degrees.
Oh, man.
Remember that?
Yeah, we was out there, man.
People used to quit left and right, man. Left and right, drop like flies.
Man.
But we held down. We held it down. You know, so Richland, those 2 years at Richland really is where I found myself as a player and where I really knew I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this.
Mm.
That's when I knew I had that heart to play the game of basketball.
Man. Man, so talk about the overseas journey, like, because okay. I've heard different stories. I've heard it can get lonely over there. Because like you talking about being challenged on the level as a college player, where you know friends are close, mm-hmm. you know maybe girlfriend, whoever else, family is not too far, mm-hmm. phone call away, toll free phone call away.
Right.
But then, you know, when you cross those waters and go, what, 1,000 miles or however many miles away, like
7 hours ahead, 8 hours.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's lonely, bro. I'm glad I got my family with me now. But early on, my first year was cool because I had a teammate from college, and it was a nice city.
Mm-hmm.
But my second year, it was a very small town, Lithuania. I was the only American. And then my coach didn't speak no English. Zero English. And, bro, it was extremely hard, man. Like, him not speaking English, the players not really looking out for me on the offensive end. So I really had to get it by myself.
Wow.
Yeah, man, it was tough. We ended up that year not getting paid for 5 months. So, and we lived in a hotel all year. Yeah, man, it's like I was telling you earlier. If you're not a high profile player, it's gonna be tough for your first couple of years. Yeah, man. So I grinded it out, man. I grinded it out hard, man. I'm talking about not getting paid for 5 months, coach not speaking English, players looking me off. You know, I had to get it. You know, and we had Skype at that time. We didn't have FaceTime yet.
You sound old.
Man, we had Skype, and it was tough. You know, it's really a sacrifice that you got to make if you really want to chase your dream. Mm. Because, you know what I'm saying, I fell off from some of my friends back here, you know, just being away. And it's nothing against those guys. And, it, you know what I'm saying, there's no hard feelings towards anybody. It's just the fact that I'm away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And 7-8 hours ahead is tough, you know what I'm saying? Talking to people, family, friends, everything, you know, it's extremely tough. So you really have to be headstrong and mentally has to be right, you know, to endure that.
Man, dang. I mean, I think that's even deep when you really factor in the fact, because you said some people fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no disrespect to the people who fell off, but even in a sense with you elevating, because you're pursuing your dream.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting closer to your dream every day you wake up, you go to practice when you don't feel like it. You know, you're playing the games and doing all that. Like you said, you've taken on a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same regard, but back home, there's some people, and this isn't directed at nobody, because for those who listening, me and Tony know some of the same people, so mm-hmm. I'm not picking at nobody, anything like that.
Mutual friends.
Yeah, mutual friends. Shout out to Facebook.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's funny when an individual starts to make the decision to pursue their dream,
mm-hmm.
how you see where other people are just in supporting you in that.
Right, that's big.
Or just how people just fall off because they know that they're not supporting your dream, or mm-hmm. they know that what they're doing around you isn't conducive to the environment
that
you're cultivating.
Yeah.
Which I think is it. I mean, I think God really playing that out a certain way,
mm-hmm.
because the way certain people fall off, and then it's almost easier for you to elevate to a certain extent.
Man,
of course, there's other factors.
Talk to them.
Man, I mean, but people have to really understand that, because a lot of times we try to hold on to people who are mm-hmm. dragging us down.
That's facts, man.
And it's like, oh no, I don't want to let this girl go. I don't want to let this guy go. Or I don't want to let this friend go. But it's like, but when you hang out with them, y'all aren't talking about anything. You're not doing nothing productive.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right, and it's really just improving yourself, man. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's for everybody, man. Being overseas, I've seen guys just, you know, not saying it's fall off, it's just that we just lost touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing apart, you could say. But when I'm over there, man, even when I'm home, I really try to improve myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of time to myself, as in freedom, after practicing and everything. So I read books, I read the Bible. Because really, you got to be mentally strong for a lot of stuff that you have to endure over there, man.
Man.
To keep it a buck. So, like, I read a lot of books, man. And this year was my first time having a journal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about that.
Yeah, man. So this year had my family with me, and it was good. It was going good. I hit a roadblock. I got hurt.
Mm.
And I really thought I popped my Achilles. And, that, you know, that's a really big injury for a basketball player, for any player anyway.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a strain, thank God. Yeah, and I was out a month, so it was tough for me. You know, I thought I was going to get cut. I didn't think I'll get my spot back. It was a lot of stuff mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And then my girl was like, "You should express this feelings that you have in the book. Just write it down." So I started writing it down every day, what I'm going through, and then on my way back, writing it down. And it really helped me, man. Like, it really helped me get through the days overseas. Like, I guess to express myself, not to people, to anybody, mm-hmm. but on a book, on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to the women that be holding the fellas down, man.
She really helped me a lot, man. Shout out to Fox.
Man, that's super real, because I think a lot of times certain things like that, we don't factor, because we don't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm hurt, I'm mad, what do I need to do to get back?
Yeah.
And it's like that's skipping steps. You know, of course there's rehab, but then you talking about stuff being mindset. So you got to rehab the mind too.
Man, it's because look, man, like we'll work on our bodies.
Yeah.
We'll work on our cars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Our houses. But really what's most important is your mind. It's your body, man. It's mm-hmm. mental. This is your everyday living. You got to be able to be mentally strong for life. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to have faith in everything that you do and push yourself to get better mentally. So it's whenever you have an obstacle in life that you'll be able to surpass that. You'll be able to like, oh, Bayou, I got it. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Man, and the thing that's the most interesting about what you said, because us being men, most of us, we're like physical. Like mm-hmm. we like, because everything you listed off, we can see the result. Like when you put in time, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
With your mind, you can't directly see that result. If somebody's reading a book, you can't physically look at somebody and say, man, you've been reading, I can tell. I see it on your face.
Yeah. Because some of the guys that's the most happiest are the ones who's really going through stuff. If you think about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always got to check on your friends, man. Like, you never know. But in the situation that I was in, like, me and my coach was up and down, and then I got hurt. You know, I guess I felt at that point when my girl brought it to my attention, just write it down. So I was writing it down, and I was doing a lot of praying, too, as well.
Mm.
A lot of praying. And I was reading books. You know what I'm saying? And that really got me through a lot of things. So.
Man, okay. Like you told me before, we're talking about the camp. I want to fast forward a little bit because we're talking about the camp. I don't want to miss out on it.
Okay.
So, well, first of all, shout out to you with this shirt. You know, you sponsoring this episode.
Okay. Okay.
You know? Oh wait. So where can these people get some of this fine merchandise?
Man? Oh man. If you want to get this EOGA gear, eat or get eight to be exact.
Exclusive.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Eat or get eight.biz. Check it out. And the funds go to the camp every year that I host.
Okay.
I've been doing it for 3 years now. This will be the third year. And yeah, man, it's something that I'm really excited to be doing every year for the kids. I just really want to inspire the kids in my community where I grew up at, you know, just to let them know that you can do anything that you put your mind to. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything that you want to be. You know what I'm saying? You can play basketball. You know what I'm saying? You can be a doctor, whatever the case may be. Put your mind to it. Just work hard at it and be focused and dedicate yourself to it, and you can do it.
Yeah. So I was telling you, I did a presentation at Southern, and I said your phrase. I said to eat or get egg because I was thinking about you and I actually said it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I actually had on this shirt when I was doing another podcast episode. Okay,
appreciate it.
And Baton Rouge, man. Shout out to Southern. I love Southern.
You know, my guy went there, Barry.
Barry,
you know
yeah. My dad went there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. My dad's a Jaguar. Yeah.
Okay.
But, man, I went down there, man, and did that. But can you explain to us, like, where this came from? Where did Eat or Get Eight come from?
Well, to keep it all the way a buck, I used to listen to a lot of Dallas rappers. you know, Tum Tum. Shout out Tumzilla, you know what I'm saying? His songs, he had an album, Eat a Good Eight, you know, he used to say it in his songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's really, that phrase stuck with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I looked around to see if it was trademarked. You gotta look, you know, gotta make sure it ain't nothing copyrighted,
hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Man, illegal is real. You gotta make sure it's legal tight.
Yeah, I looked around and then I saw it wasn't. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just did my research, I did my calling and everything, and I copyrighted it.
Give me that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? for sure. But yeah, man, because really in my life, for me being an underdog, you know, I always had to give it 110% in everything that I did in life, man, on a basketball court or whatever the case may be. And that's why I want to preach to all the kids or whoever it is, you know, give it 110% in everything that you do and work, outwork the next person that you're going against or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It could be a player that you're competing against on the basketball court. It could be somebody in the work field that you're going against with or competing against, you know what I'm saying? But just go hard in everything that you do and just try to eat, man. That's really what it is, and don't get eight. That's really because, you know, it's a loss if you get eight, but, you know, we bounce back off losses. That's why we eat.
That's true. Yeah, so you said – Shout out these fine individuals too. Man. Shout out with this high quality water. Shout them out, man.
Shout out Pathwater. They're sponsoring the camp. It's the purified water, man, and it's reusable.
I like the bottle though. I like the bottle.
Refill, not landfill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, that's it right there.
No, man. Shout out Pathwater, man. I got in contact with them through my guy BJ Freeman, and. I'm happy for this for a sponsor, and we're also sponsored by Power Hands.
Oh, come through, Power Hands! Man, Power Hands ain't nothing to play with, man.
Nothing at all.
Power Hands ain't nothing to play with.
So shout out BJ Freeman again. He put me in contact with Ms. Jones, Ms. Danielle Jones. Okay, so we had a good conversation about the future and the camp and for the kids and everything, and she's gonna sponsor the camp as well.
Man,
yes, sir. Power I'm happy, hands. Man. I'm excited. Yes,
please
sir.
Please excuse my hands.
You know what I'm talking about. All right, Jamie Foxx.
Oh, so Tony, we've talked a little bit about your story. We've talked about the camp, but mm-hmm. I want you to go a little bit deeper on the camp, because I know we talked like offline. I think it was like a year or so ago, mm-hmm. and then you told me how the camp came about or what you really just wanted the camp to be in your neighborhood, in your community. Can you mm-hmm. talk a little bit about that, man?
Well, I really just want the kids to look forward to something every summer. Mm. If it's a day, if it's a week. Get something to look forward to, just to fellowship with other kids, talk about basketball, get some knowledge from these coaches, these trainers, these players. And it's something that I want to improve on each and every year. Like for example, this year we got sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a free camp for the kids, and it's something that I'm not going to let the kids pay for, because this is where I grew up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up at Gale Fields.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want the kids to look forward to something that, every single year, man, and for the future, you know, I want to get bigger, as in like backpacks for the kids, school supplies, all those things. But right now, we're, you know what I'm saying, we're getting it to just basketball skills only right now. And we got free pizza for the kids, water, nice. You know, the Power Hands. We got Kind Bars. We also have a DJ that's going to be there, as there every year. You know, yeah, man, it's just, I get like I said, like for example, I just want to expire if it's one kid. Or 20 kids,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, this guy made it out this neighborhood. Because, for example, a lot of kids or guys don't really go outside this neighborhood or Texas or the United States. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I've been to five or six different countries. You know what I'm saying? Gets to be like, oh yeah, he's doing something for himself. What can I learn from him?
Mm.
And I'm here to teach. I'm here to show my knowledge on. Everything that I've been through to if I can help a kid get through it each and every day.
Yeah, man, that's dope. And I mean, I was at the first camp. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to make it, I believe, last year, because I was at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, seeing the camp grow and just seeing, even with the marketing and the promotion, mm-hmm. and just everything. I mean, the first year was dope. The first year was
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, we had a
I
good
mean,
time the first year. For
yeah,
sure.
Man, just out there. And then I think you dunked on a kid when y'all playing one-on-one.
Yeah, man, that was a good time. I still got the video to that.
Oh, man.
Man, he came last year too. Matter of
fact, really?
Yeah, he's a really good kid. Yeah.
Oh man, and even just seeing the progression of young kids having the opportunity to maybe even if they get no other training throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
but they learn a skill one year, they come mm-hmm. back, they still remember that skill, and then they build on it.
Exactly.
At the camp, and I've seen basketball camp, and I know you've seen some of the most expensive, but I've seen some camps $500.
Man, exactly.
$1,000.
All of that, man. You they know. Just throw kids out there in a pile.
Man,
if you really want to keep it a buck, man, they just throw kids out there and they just do whatever, you know what I'm saying? And they really don't focus on the kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all,
yeah,
but it's very few, you know what I'm saying? But for me, I want to be hands on with the kids, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to influence them on, like, you got to keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? This is the way you shoot the basketball, defensive slides, defensive drills, anything, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. I want to be there, and I got some good guys that's willing to help me. To do that, you know, other pros and some trainers that's here in the city, you know, so I'm excited, man. I can't wait to get started. It's Saturday, you know, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, man, that's
excited, bro.
Yeah, man, especially with them doing defensive slides, because I know you wasn't that big a defensive player,
man. Coach failed me. Tried to make me.
So just to put a little caveat out. No, I mean, because the first year, I'm not saying that you weren't a defensive player, but you were a really skilled offensive player.
Yeah.
And you put in a lot of time off. But that defense, second year, boy, you was like one of them two-way players.
Man,
you was taking charges. I was like, what?
I wasn't a defensive player. I'm not going to lie to you. Slow feet early on. But yeah, we used to go through so many defensive drills, man.
Man.
Do you remember that charging drill that we went through?
What? Yes, I remember that. Man, I hit my head on the back of somebody's knee. Of course, I remember that drill. I think I had a concussion, but it's, man. It charged it to the game. We got a championship.
Charge it to the game.
Okay, so now I want to move on. Now, I recently incorporated a new segment. And in this segment, I like to call Table for Two.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, if you had the opportunity to sit down, like, with somebody, have dinner with them,
mm-hmm.
just have the opportunity to, you know, ask them burning questions,
mm-hmm.
who would that individual be, man?
Oh, LeBron James.
I figured it wasn't going to be him.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, because I knew, I just figured
you
it
wasn't. You know, that's my favorite player.
Okay.
And just what he just has done in his life, his career, man, like, not even on the basketball court. Just what he has done in his community. You know what I'm saying? The school that he's brought up, bringing his people, his whole circle that's with him. You know what I'm saying? Rich Paul is his agent, you know, starting his own agency. You know what I'm saying? It's other guys, they're doing the HBO, what's it called? Barber Talk.
Yeah. I seen the show
on HBO when they're in the barbershop, man.
That's
like,
cool.
He's doing so much for the game of basketball.
I give him that.
And outside of it, man, he's a smart individual, and he has a great circle around him.
Is that a conflict of interest, though? He got the agency, and then he signing people. Come on, man. That's not no conflict of interest.
I can't speak on that. I don't even know.
Come on, man.
I plead the fifth.
Right.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to let that slide. Okay, LeBron. If you're listening, hey, when you fly Tony out, fly your boy out, too. I'm just saying. I'll video. Behind the camera.
If you remember me, we met one time back at Purgatory in 2011, I believe.
Because he had the beard like you got now.
Yeah. And I had no beard. I had the goatee. Yeah, man. But, yeah, shout out LeBron. Man. He's doing big things.
Oh, okay. LeBron
James.
Okay. So, now I want to ask you, like, if you had the opportunity to describe yourself in five words, what would those five words be?
Five words. God-fearing. Headstrong. Relentless. Dedicated. And focused.
Is God-fearing one word or two? Hyphenated?
Hyphenated. For sure. God-fearing. You can't use it. One word. Now, if you pause in between it, it might be two.
Oh.
But yeah, man. And the reason I say headstrong is because I've been through a lot of stuff in my basketball career. You know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of no's, a lot of mental fatigue, I would say. But I stayed strong, man. I prayed, you know what I'm saying? I made sure my mental was right. And now I can, you know, knock off anything that comes my way because I'm headstrong.
I like that.
For sure, man.
I'm rocking with that. So now we have this. We have a segment I like to call the Winner's Circle of the Week.
Okay.
And this here is when you get the opportunity to shine a light on somebody who you feel has been overlooked, somebody you feel is an underdog, somebody that you just want to just encourage to keep going, keep pushing, keep pressing. You're like, you out here killing it. I see you killing it. Everybody else might not see you killing it yet, but who is that person for you?
Does it have to be one person? Because I know a lot of people.
I mean,
like
you can
that.
Shout up a couple.
Okay. I got the brothers, for one, Brandon and Aaron Espinoza. I've seen their grind, man.
Okay.
And right now, they just got coaching jobs at Paul Quinn.
Oh, okay.
Head and assistant.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And them guys been training for a while, been grinding early mornings, late nights, man. Been grinding hard. And they're on the up, man. Also, I want to say Jasmine Cannon, Pro-Life Skills.
She out here?
Yeah. She's been grinding, and she's under the radar. She's starting to get her name out there a lot now. You know, and we don't talk as much, but I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I hear it from other people, you know what I'm saying, what she's doing in the city. And she's grinding it out. extremely hard, and she's dedicated, and I love it.
Yeah, she has. She has been working. She has been consistent.
Because
I know a few guys who have talked about working with her. There are other trainers, and then I'm not sure if they ended up working with her, but I've seen her just slow and steady. Slow
yes,
and
sir.
Steady,
yes, sir. That's what it is. It's a slow grind.
Man, yeah, it really is.
Shout out Jeezy.
Yeah, man. Hey. Okay. Oh, man. So now we would like to have a little fun.
Hey.
Oh, man. We like to have a little fun. So this is the segment I like to call This or That.
Okay, talk to me.
Yeah. This is the rapid fire segment. This is where I give you the option. You say one thing or the other. For instance, if I said Coke or Pepsi, you would say?
Neither. Really? Okay. But Pepsi.
Okay, but yeah, I didn't pick. That was an example.
Yeah, I don't even drink any soda, man. So it's like.
You don't drink no soda?
No soda.
Why is that such a popular thing lately? Like, people don't drink no soda. Or maybe people just don't say that, but they drink it with
I don't know, man.
With,
like,
with
it's,
drinks.
I've been doing that for a while, and I really feel my body has improved off not drinking soda, because soda slows you down.
What do you drink?
I drink water a lot, really, bro. If you want to keep it a buck, a lot of water.
Oh, you drink Path Water?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Shout out Path Water.
Yeah.
One time. But yeah, man, like, I don't really drink soda at all. And if I do, I might have some lemonade or something. It's simply lemonade or something like that. Because overseas, there's a lot of natural juices.
Oh.
Here, it's not so much. You know what I'm saying? So.
Because we're not that. But it's just, in those places, you can see the cultures are healthier. You see people are leaner because they walk more. The portions are more controlled. Here, I mean, you pay $5.99, you get a bucket of 20 pieces of chicken.
Man, what? Greasiest.
So, okay. Okay. So now we're going to get into the actual questions.
Let's get to it.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
LeBron or Jordan?
LeBron.
Beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Work hard, play hard?
Work hard. Eee, that's tough.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Chicken or fish?
That's a tough one because I love both, man. I'm gonna say pollo, that chicken. Oh. You know what I'm saying? No pescado.
Oh.
I eat both, but I eat chicken for the most part.
Summer or fall?
Oh, summer, man. I love this heat. Go ahead.
Early morning, late nights?
Ooh, I say early mornings.
There it is. Okay, that was it. That was painless.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't bad at all,
this,
man.
This or that. So now I want you just to, got straight to it. No, never mind. So now I want to just give you the opportunity one more time. I want you to tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can connect with you, just on social platforms and all that, and also where they can get some of this nice gear.
Okay.
And then I will get into the final thought.
Okay. Well, my Instagram is ToneSview with a 3, not an E. You know, you can follow me on Instagram. And my website is eatergeteight.biz. If you want some merch, you know, you can buy some on there. I got shirts. I got tank tops. I have some shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go get some on there. I have wristbands as well. Yeah.
And don't you have – you have the Instagram?
Oh, yes.
What's the Instagram?
Yes. EOGA. .sportswear. It's e.o.g.a.sportswear. Instagram. Man, you can check it out on there. Check out our page. Love it, man. This is something I'm extremely passionate about for what I'm doing for the community and myself, man, and just for others. I love it.
There it is, man. Now, Tony, I want you just to share with the people, man, just a final thought. And I really enjoy about just this platform is when bringing on a guest, giving a guest the opportunity to give something to the audience tangible, like something that encouraged somebody. So your final thought.
My final thought, okay. For the listeners out there, man, if you're old, young, kid, grown up, man, work on your mental as a person, you know what I'm saying? As a human being, like, I swear you can get through so much in life just having that faith, you know, making sure your head's strong. Because we go through a lot of obstacles in life, you know what I'm saying? We get down on ourselves, you know what I'm saying, me included. But as long as you stay prayed up, keep your faith, man, and work on your mental, I'm telling you, you can get through anything you you endure in life. I'm telling you.
There it is from Tony Bishop, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yes, sir.
He just dropped it on you. Keep that mental intact. Your mental matters.
Yes, sir.
So this is Jonathan Jones. We're getting ready to sign out. I want to encourage you, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, but also just follow the podcast, SYS Podcast 1, on Instagram as well as Twitter. We're on Facebook, too. And like and subscribe to the podcast. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We're signing out with Tony Bishop, the 8-year pro national champion, and just the man that does it all. And this is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams.
Yes, sir.
Why would you want to live any other way?